calling on them to bring the Hamas delegation towards a deal they'll abide by. Sama Hadid from the Norwegian Refugee Council says international pressure must be applied to both sides.
After 6 months of conflict and bloodshed, with famine looming right now in Gaza, this conflict needs to end in order for us to save lives.
Meanwhile, the Israeli Defense Forces have recovered the body of a hostage held in Gaza since October last year. The family of Elad Katzir has criticized Israel's government for not reaching a deal for him to be released sooner. A torso found in woodland in Salford in Greater Manchester is that of a man who's at least 40 years old. A murder investigation is being carried out after the discovery at Kersal Wetlands on Thursday. Winds of up to 70 miles an hour are battering western parts of the UK as Storm Kathleen passes over. Dozens of flights have been cancelled as a result. In sports, Everton are taking on fellow strugglers Burnley in the Premier League. Live to Shane Pennington at Goodison Park.
Where it's Everton 1, Burnley 0, and Sean Dyche's side lead here courtesy of a goalkeeping howler from Aaron Murich in the Burnley goal, who deep into first half injury time kicked the ball against Dominic Calvert-Lewin and it looped up over him and went into the back of the net. From that, it's been a game, a few chances and very little quality here. It's Everton 1, Burnley 0.
Well, Manchester City moved back on level points with leaders Liverpool after beating Crystal Palace 4-2 earlier. Hearts lead St Mirren 1-0 in the Scottish Premiership. Dundee are also 1-0 up against Motherwell. And the wing of an empty aeroplane has clipped another aircraft as it was being towed to a stand in Heathrow Airport. No customers were on board the Virgin Atlantic Boeing 787 at the time. That's the latest. I'm Charlie Maggs.
Thank you, Charlie.
This is Phoenix FM.
2 minutes past four is the time. You're listening to Brentwood and Bill of the Keys, Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb. This is Phoenix Sport.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Staying very breezy for the rest of the afternoon, very mild though, and still some sunny spills coming through across our area. Some cloud here and there, but it's expected to stay dry. Maximum temperature 17 degrees Celsius. Tonight will be rather cloudy, but skies will wipe clear overnight. It's going to be dry. The odd isolated shower cannot be ruled out. It will be largely dry, though. Windy and mild overnight. Minimum temperature of 11 degrees Celsius. Tomorrow, we'll see a dry and sunny morning. The afternoon, it will turn cloudier from the west, but it should stay dry for the rest of the day. Feeling windy and mild. Temperature tomorrow, we can expect a maximum of 16 degrees Celsius.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit SEHBAC.com for help with your home.
So it's half time in the National League match between Woking and Dagenham and Redbridge. One of our feature matches this afternoon, and we can hear a half time report now from Andy Gardner.
Half time here at the National League is Woking 1, Dagenham 3.
Sorry about that, I'll just try that again. Bear with me.
Time here at the National League is Woking 1, Dagenham and Redbridge. Good half of football. Woking got off to a great start with Jermaine Anderson putting home side in front after the 6 minute mark when Elliot Justin flanked and a free kick. And Woking threatened to blow away Dagenham in the first quarter of an hour. Ricky Corboa had a couple of attempts and Also, Cuthbert was denied by the legs of Justin. But then, out of the blue, Dagman gifted an equaliser when a Justin goal kick went under the foot of Cuthbert, and Ryan Hill was one-on-one with the keeper, and he finished with a plump. It was 1-1 after 11 minutes. And after that goal, Dagman were in the ascendancy. Effiong put a header over the top, and then Ryan Hill again with a pile driver from outside the box, which was tipped over by Jasper Leinen. And then they should have been in front right on half time when the informed Josh Ross blasted over from close range when he should have done better. So it's all square, very even. Dagenham quite comfortable since then. Woking under pressure, they do need to get something from this game. They're one of the cluster of teams down in that majestic relegation area. So it's all to play for half time here. It's Woking 1, Dagenham Redbridge 1.
Thank you, Andy. I'm going to run through half-time scores. I didn't have time to do before the news. And Championship, first of all, no goals at Loftus Road, where it's Queen's Park Rangers 0, Sheffield Wednesday 0. Portsmouth 2, Shrewsbury 1. That is the half-time score at Bratton Park in League 1. Tranmere 1, Walsall 1, and Sutton United 1, Stockport County 3, half-times in League 2. Scottish Premiership, Heart Midlothian 1-0 up at St Mirren at the break. No goals at Melbourne Park in the first half in the National League. It is Chelmsford City 0, Slough Town 0. Three half-times from League 1, Burton 0, Oxford United 1, Charlton 2, Barnsley 1 and Exeter 1. Stevenage 0, half-time in League 2, it's Morecambe 0, Doncaster 2. Isthmian North, no goals in the first half between Heybridge Swifts and Redbridge. No goals at Bridge Avenue in the game of the day in the Isthmian Premier League. It is Hornchurch 0, Chatham Town 0. But if it stays that way, Hornchurch will be champions. If they win or they draw that match, they are guaranteed the league title. League 2 in the EFL, it's goalless at the break between AFC Wimbledon and Salford. And in the Scottish Premiership, no goals in the first half between Livingston and Aberdeen. It is now Aston Villa 2, Brentford 0. That one has restarted, and almost from the restart, Morgan Rogers scored a second for Aston Villa. That is the only goal I can see in the second half so far. Just turning our attention to a few other things. Just going to mention the cricket and have a look and see how it's doing. They stopped for tea at Trent Bridge. Nottinghamshire training Essex by 60 runs with 6 wickets remaining. And just looking at some of the other matches going on today, Glamorgan, very impressive performance from them against Middlesex at Lords. And history was made today. Glamorgan Sam North East hit 335, the first ever first class score at Lords. And the biggest since 1990 when Essex legend Graham Gooch scored 333 for England against India. So congratulations to Sam Northeast, a superb performance from him. Just to bring you some other scores from the County Championship Division 1, Kent versus Somerset, they've stopped for tea there. Kent at 235 for 8, Somerset yet a bat. Lancashire opened the batting against Surrey, coming 106 for 2. And Warwickshire versus Worcestershire. Worcestershire are 360 all out. And Warwickshire trail them by 181 runs with 8 wickets remaining. Currently 179 for 2. So the score of that County Championship Division 2 match between Middlesex and Glamorgan at Lords is currently Glamorgan, they declared at 620 for 3. Middlesex have scored 47. They've stopped for tea there with Middlesex trailing their visitors by 573 runs with 10 wickets remaining. Northamptonshire opened batting away to Sussex. They've stopped for tea there with Northamptonshire on 292 for 7. They've also stopped for tea in the match between Yorkshire and Leicestershire, where Leicestershire opened the batting and they are currently 296 for 8. A few other goals which have gone in the second half in the football. Johnston have gone in front at Hibernian in the Scottish Premiership. Adama Sidibe scoring for St Johnston 4 minutes into the second half. Brightley Sea Region away to Ipswich Wanderers in the East Bay North. They're having a good afternoon. Bradley Russell has just put him 3-0 up 6 minutes into the second half up in Suffolk. And it is Forest Green Rovers 0 MK Dons 2 now in League 2. Alex Gilby. Max Dean scored the first one 5 minutes before half time for MK. Alex Gilby has scored a second for them 6 minutes into the second half. Just getting back to racing and two more results for you. The 3:45 at Kempton was won by the 1-2 favourite, number 2, Devoted Queen. Second was number 4, Marcella, priced at 12-1, and third was number 1, Elaine, priced at 4-1, 5 ran. And the other one I've got at the moment is from the 3:55 at Uttoxeter. First was number 5, Jack's Parrot, priced at 7-4. Second was number 1, North Shore, 11-10 favourite. Third was number 2, Shanty Alley, priced at 100-30. They were the only three runners in that race. And snooker, meanwhile, the Tour Championship 2024 has been taking place this week in Manchester. And Chigwell's Ronnie O'Sullivan has already booked his place in the final. Old friend of Phoenix FM, of course, he beat Gary Wilson by 10-7 yesterday. The second semi-final is taking place at the moment, the Battle of the Two Marks, and it's Mark Allen of Northern Ireland and Mark Williams of Wales, and currently Williams is winning by 7-0. So a very one-sided semi-final there, and at the moment it looks like it's going to be Mark Williams facing Roddy O'Sullivan in tomorrow's final. Two more goals actually in the football. It's Witham Town 1, Lowestoft Town 2 now in the Isbian North. Lowestoft have scored a second, and also in the Isbian North, Bowles and Pitsy have taken the lead against Enfield. They had a penalty 6 minutes into the second half, and that was converted by a TQ Addy. More updates shortly after we've heard Christopher Cross and Ride Like the Wind.
We'll be right back.
What an appropriate song for the weather we're having at the moment. Christopher Cross, Rock Like the Winds. Thanks for choosing us on a Saturday afternoon. It's Brentwood and Billy with Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb and this is Phoenix Sport with the time at 16 minutes past four. More goals to tell you about in the football. Coventry City 2, Leeds United 0 in the Championship. Haji Wright scoring Coventry second, 4 minutes into the second half. And at the moment, with Leicester being held at home to Birmingham, that does mean Ipswich Town, despite losing their lunchtime game, and Norwich City are still top of the table as things stand. There was also a bit of gold in the Premier League at Kenilworth Road, and Luton Town in big trouble, and they have conceded at home to Bournemouth. Marcus Tavernier, 7 minutes into the second half for the Cherries. Bolton have gone a goal up at Bristol Rovers in League One promotion, chasing Bolton. Lewis Collins, he used to be in the professionals, but he scored for Bolton 7 minutes into the second half. And it's Mansfield 0, Crawley 3 now in League 2. Nigel Clough's promotion chasing Mansfield, having a severe bout of the jitters this afternoon at Field Mill. And Crawley have just scored again. It's now 4-0, I believe. Good grief. And a bit of a shock on the cards at the moment in League 2 at the Community Stadium. Colchester have gone in front against Wrexham. John Akinde, the scorer for Colchester, 9 minutes into the second half. Scottish Premiership, Hibs have equalised at St Johnstone. I'll be able to tell you who's got that if this flaming screen stops moving. Christopher Catton, after 56 minutes, has made it 1-1 in that game. And it's Maidenhead United 2, Barnet 0 now in the National League. There's been another goal at Villa Park in the Premier League. This one has gone to Brentford. Zanka has pulled one back for Thomas Frank's side just before the hour. But Aston Villa are still winning that one by 2-1.
This is Phoenix 98 FM. 98 FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Is your child struggling to achieve their best in English or maths? At Guided Learning, we want to support your child to be more confident in their learning. If their school says that they're below expectations or not being challenged enough, then face-to-face sessions with our fully qualified teachers can help. Google us at Guided Learning Brentwood to see how we can help your child achieve their best.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Tune in to the Sunday Sessions on Phoenix FM every Sunday morning, 10 till 12, with me. I'll be bringing you tracks from local artists. Most of those tracks are recorded down at our open mic, which takes place every Monday at 8 p.m. at the Essex Arms in Brentwood, right next door to Brentwood Station. Come along and just watch, or if you're a singer or songwriter, come along and sing us a song.
Sing, sing, sing.
I've just checked on the FA Vars tyres once again. Romford away to Lincoln United in the second leg of the FA Vars semi-final. They drew 2 in the first one last week at Rookery Hill. It is currently goalless in the second leg. And Great Wakenby Rovers, who are playing their first leg away to Worcester City, that was postponed last week. No goals in that one so far as well. There has been a goal, however, in the second half at Melbourne Park, where Chelmsford City are playing Slough Town in the National League South. And it has gone to the Clarence George Alexander, the scorer for them in the 55th minute. And there has been another goal at Villa Park in the Premier League as well. Brentford, from what I can gather, are right back in it, and they have equalised, I believe, and it's Mbeumo, the scorer, just after the hour. So fantastic comeback from Brentwood after going 2-0 down up there. Elsewhere, there's been some other goals. Cardiff have pulled a goal back against Hull in the Championship, but Hull are still winning by 2-1. Colin Grant, the scorer. It's just been another goal in that one, actually. It's just come up. Jaden Philogene Bidas has made it 3-1 for Hull now, so Cardiff's joy there was short-lived. Bournemouth 2, Wealdstone 0. That could be a vital 3 points if they can hold on to that win, struggling at Bournemouth in the National League. And in League 2, Walsall are in front at Tranmere. Now Taylor Allen scoring, Walsall second on 57 minutes. They're winning by 2-1. And it's Burton Albion 0, Oxford United 2 in League 1. Elsewhere in Eastbury North, Brightling Sea Regent now 4-0 up at Ipswich Wanderers. Kai Fletcher, the scorer of Regent's fourth after 64 minutes. And there has been a goal for Sheffield Wednesday at Queen's Park Rangers. One of the sides in the relegation zone, they've gone 1-0 ahead at Loftus Road. Bromley have equalised against Solihull Moors in the FA Trophy semi-finals. It is now 1-1 in that one. And it's Stowmarket Town 0, Walthamstow 2 in the Isbien North. Jared Small scoring a second goal for Walthamstow in that game against the bottom side, Stowmarket Town. That looks like all the goals that have gone in so far. I'm going to have a travel update for you very soon after we've heard new music from the Pet Shop Boys. They are back with a song called Loneliness.
I'm Phoenix FM.
No, not that one. 28 minutes past four.
Phoenix FM travel.
Well, let's take a look at what's going on the roads across our area. Still a number of issues. Pretty quiet afternoon in the Billericay, but there was still slow-moving traffic on the M11 between Junction 5 for Loughton and Junction 4 for the circuit as London bound. It was busy earlier on northbound between Junction 6 for the M25 and Junction 7 for Harlow, but the traffic in that direction is moving okay now, as it is on the M25 between Junction 31 for Lakeside and the QE2 bridge. North Weald, it was busy on Kingsley A414 at one stage, but it's looking okay there now. Still busy in Benfleet on Canvey Road. That's between Thompson Avenue and Canvey and Essex Way in Benfleet itself. On Canvey itself, Long Road, the A130 westbound is busy between Furtherwick Road and Canvey Road. And there is still busy traffic in Ingerston between Roman Road and High Street. Coming in the approaches to the Army and Navy roundabout in Chelmsford are still busy. Van Diemen's Road and also the Braddow Bypass. Down in the South End area, it was busy on West Street towards Victoria Avenue earlier, but that's looking okay now. Still slow on the seafront between Marine Parade and Western Esplanade, though. And in addition, Victoria Avenue is busy northbound between the junction of West Street and East Street and Cuckoo Corner. And Prince Avenue in Westcliff is slow between the Studer Way, that's the roundabout where Tesco is, if you know the area, and Cuckoo Corner. A number of things to be aware of on public transport this weekend. Due to industrial action by the ASLEF union, there is no service at all this Monday on CQC and reduced service today, as well as engineering works on the Basildon and Ockenden line. So do check before you travel. And also changes on Greater Anglia trains due to engineering works between Sheffield and Witham. Liverpool Street to Southend Victoria services are operating four trains per hour, and there's only trains every 45 minutes between Wickford and Upminster today as well. And on another line on Greater Anglia, due to construction work for Beauty Park Station, track maintenance between Sheffield and Chelmsford, the main line is closed between Sheffield and Witham all weekend. Train services from North Ipswich, Clacton, Colchester and Braintree all terminating at Witham, and there are replacement buses between Witham and Billericay. On TfL, meanwhile, no reported issues on the Elizabeth line. London Overground, this has just been reported. Severe delays between Barking, Riverside and Gospel Oak due to an earlier animal on the track at Blackhawk Road. And just one thing to mention on the Underground, there is no service all weekend between White City and Leytonstone. Replacement buses are in operation. I will have another update around 1 hour from now.
FM's event guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
This coming Friday, the 12th of April, the Big Cheese Comedy Night returns to Billericay Sound Football Club at New Lodge, Bluntsville Road in Billericay. Performances from Fiona Allen of Spat the Pony fame, Michael Hall, Louis McLean, and the evening's host, Josh James. Tickets are priced at £15. The show starts at 8 p.m. If you go to our website and click on the events guide, there is a link where you can buy tickets.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
getting straight back to football because there's a lot going on. It is now Ipswich Wanderers nil, Brighton Sea Region 5 in ESPN North. Teddy Collis on 67 for Brighton Sea. And it's still Billericay Town winning 4-0 at Haringey Borough. It's just got worse for the home side, who are going to be relegated this afternoon. And they are down to 10 men as well. One of their players received a red card in the second half there. Command at 1, Ross nil in the Scottish Premiership. Carl Vazell has put Killy ahead on 64 minutes. And there's been another goal at the Community Stadium where Colchester United had taken a lead against Wrexham, but the Welsh side have equalised. Managed, of course, by their former manager, Phil Parkinson. Paul Mullin, so prolific for Wrexham, has scored just after the hour after Josh Akinde had put the Ewes ahead on 54 minutes. And the party could be about to start at Bridge Avenue. It is Hornchurch 1, Chatham Town 0. Femi Akinwande on 64 minutes for the Urchins. And as things stand, they are the Isthmian Premier League champions. Cornwall Rangers, who are most certainly going to be moving in the opposite direction, though they are 2-0 down at home to Wingate and Finchley now. But now it'll be nil Oxford United 3 in League One. No, they've just got a fourth, actually. 4-0, so very good afternoon for them up at Burton. And Basildon United back in front of Goulston. Reuben Bartlett and Tweet on 65 minutes. The current score is Goulston 2, Basildon United 3. Heart of Midlothian have doubled their lead at St Mirren in the Scottish Premiership, winning 2-0 now. Mikel Mandron of St Mirren put the ball through his own net, but actually St Mirren have now equalised in that one. Elsewhere, there's been a red card match between Ipswich Wanderers and Brightley Sea Regent. Rose of Ipswich Wanderers has been dismissed in the second half of that game. Miserable afternoon for the home side, with Brightley Sea winning by 5-0. And what a turnaround for Brentford at Villa Park in the Premier League. They are beating their host Aston Villa by 3-2. Now, not sure of the scorer. I'll see if I can find that out for you. Yeah, stunning turnaround, and it's Wissa, the scorer for Thomas Frank's side. And elsewhere, there has been a goal in the National League. Another goal for Boreham Wood, and this could be a vital 3 points for them in their fight against relegation. They're 3-0 up at home to Wiltshire now. Matt Robinson, the scorer of Boreham Wood's... no, they're 4-0 up. Now they've just got a fourth as well. Matt Robinson, the scorer of their fourth on 17 minutes. Stoke have pulled a goal back at home to West Brom in the Championship. Million Manhoff on 68 minutes, but West Brom are still winning by 2-1. And it's now Tramien 1, Walsall 3 in League 2. Walsall have scored a third through Brandon Comley on 68 minutes. And also, there's been an equaliser at Molineux. West Ham United back in here. They won a penalty on 73 minutes. That was converted by Lucas Pacatar. And it is Wolverhampton Wanderers 1 at West Ham United 1. Incidentally, striker Mikel Antonio making his 300th appearance for the Hammers this afternoon. It's just got worse for Concord Rangers in there. It's been a Premier League game against Wingate and Finchley. They're 2-0 down and they're down to 10 men now. Harrison Day has been dismissed in the second half at the Aspect Arena. Scottish Premiership has been a goal for St Mirren against Heart of Midlothian on 69 minutes, but Hearts are still winning that one by 2-1. And Braintree Town have taken a late lead in their National League South match at Western Super Bear. I'll have a look at the wallet and see if I can find the goal scorer of that. It's not shown on screen. Ipswich Wanderers now down to 9 against Brighton Sea Region and the ESPN North. They've had somebody else sent off. And Burnley advanced to 10 minutes, Goodison Park against Everton, who are still winning 1-0 thanks to a goal from Dominic Calvert-Lewin in first half injury time. Dara O'Shea has been dismissed for the Clarets in the second half, and they will have to play the rest of match with 10 men. Lincoln City have got a goal up at Reading in League One. Freddie Draper on 72 minutes. There's been an equaliser at Kenilworth Road for Luton Town against Bournemouth in the Premier League. Jordan Clark for the Hatters on 73 minutes. It's now Stowmarket Town near Walthamstow 3 in Easby North. Kaimani Thomas 15 minutes from the end. The FA Trophy, Solihull Moors, they are back in front against Bromley, the hosts who Solihull are winning by 2-1. It's now Haringey Borough 0, Billericay Town 5 in the Eastman Premier League. Moses Emmanuel on 76 minutes. That's his second goal. They've just got a 6 as well. Ruben Soares in the 79th minute. So it really has turned into a rout in North London this afternoon for Haringey, who sadly for them are about to be relegated. Premier League has been a goal at Craven Cottage, and it's gone to the visitors. Newcastle United, Fabian Shah on 75. But it's for the Magpies. And Wimbledon, AFC Wimbledon, that is, have taken the lead against Salford in League 2. Omar Bugiel on 70 minutes. Brightling Sea Region now winning 6-0 away to 9-man Ipswich Wanderers in the ESPN North. Kai Fletcher 10 minutes from time in that one. Just getting back to racing, I've got a couple more results for you. The 4.05 at Chelmsford. First number 6, Avon Light, priced at 10-1. Second number 5, Roxanne, priced at 5-2. And third number 2, Ahab, priced at 3-1. 6, Ran. Strong Impact, number 3, was a 9-4 favourite, but didn't make a strong enough impact as he only finished 4th. In the 4.25 at Kempton, as the other one I've got for now, number 1 Notable Speech, the 4-7 favourite, was the winner. Second was number 3 Valvana, priced at 13-2, and third was number 2 Persica, priced at 8-1. A total of 5 runners in that race. I've not had a chance to look at the Rugby Union Cup ties so far, so let's put that right now. The European Champions Cup, there was one tie last night, and Harlequins got through to the quarterfinals. They beat Glasgow Warriors by 28 points to 24. And in the European Challenge Cup, it finished Gloucester 20, Castres 25. There's been a couple of European ties being played already today. Bulls have gone through in the Champions Cup. They beat Lyon by 59 points to 19. And in the European Challenge Cup, they finished AFC Clermont Auvergne 27, Cheetahs 22. There's a couple of Champions Cup ties currently going on in an all-English Premiership affair down in Devon. It's currently Exeter Chiefs 14, Bath 15. And the other tie currently taking place, it is Stormers 16, La Rochelle 17. There's also one match in the Super League today. It's currently Hull FC 16, Huddersfield Giants 52. There has been games over the last 2 nights as well. I'll take a more in-depth look at the Super League in a while. And just to get up to speed on the snooker in the Tour Championship, it's Mark Allen versus Mark Williams fighting it out for the right to play Ronnie O'Sullivan in tomorrow's final. And it's been a very one-sided affair. Latest score is Mark Allen 0, Mark Williams 8. Yet more goals in the football. Another one of Villa Park. What a game going on there. It is now Aston Villa 3, Brentford 3. Ollie Watkins with his second, and Villa's third, 9 minutes from time. And League 2 is now Notts County 2, Harrogate Town 0. Jody Jones scoring, not second, 15 minutes from the end. It's now Ipswich Wanderers 0, Brightling Sea Region 7. Teddy Collis scoring his second of the match with 9 minutes to go. Scottish Premiership, Motherwell have turned things around at Dundee. They were losing 2-0 only a short time ago, but Georgie Gent scored for Motherwell in the 75th 25th minute, and Theolonius Bear scored a second one with 9 minutes to go. So it is now 2-2 in that one. Elsewhere, it is now Portsmouth 3, Shrewsbury Town 1 in League 1. Looking good for the winners, leaders, Portsmouth. Leeds have pulled a goal back at Coventry in the Championship. It is now Coventry 2, Leeds United 1. Stoke City 2, West Bromwich Albion 2. Stoke have levelled the scores in the 78th minute through Vidigal. Mansfield have pulled a goal back against Crawley in League 2. Here in Boateng with 10 minutes to go, but it looks like they're going to be beaten this afternoon. The score is Mansfield 1, Crawley 4. St Johnston 2-1 up at Hibernian in the Scottish Premiership. Tony Gallagher on 81 minutes at Easter Road. Middlesbrough 2, Swansea 0 in the Championship. They have just doubled their lead. Morden Tiptree have fallen behind at Bury Town in the Isthmian North with only 6 minutes to go. Bury have gone into a 1-0 lead. And I'm just seeing that there has been another goal at Molineux, which has gone to West Ham United. They've turned things around in that game. It is now Wolves 1, West Ham 2. And it's James Ward-Prowse who has put the Hammers 2-1 ahead with 6 minutes remaining there. Finally, for now, in the National League, Eastleigh have taken a late 1-0 lead away at York City. Going to take a musical break now. A brand new song from Sheryl Crow, who has teamed up with Peter Gabriel. This one is called Digging in the Dirt.
The more I look, the immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Lealina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Villarrica's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savor unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Do you have talent, but nowhere to show it off? Do you have stage fright? Our online talent show mobile app contest from the comfort of your home. Singers, dancers, rappers, comedians. Download TK Talent Show and try to win a weekly cash prize. Winners can receive up to $100. All talent is welcome. Download TK Talent Show now. TK Talent Show. TK Talent Show.
Join me, Andy Furno, for Boogie Nights every Saturday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. on 98 FM. 60s Motown, 70s Disco, 80s Soul and 90s Dance. And remember, if it ain't jazz, it ain't worth a fuck.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Feature match in League One. It's Leighton Orient 3, Cheltenham Town 0. Good afternoon for the O's. Rules for Terrio scoring O's third 5 minutes from time. Could be heartache. Well, it is only half time, of course, but it's the FA Vars semi final first leg between Worcester City and Great Wakery Rovers. And the hosts, Worcester, have gone into a late lead. They scored 10 minutes from time to go 1-0 ahead. And I understand extra time time added on is now being played in that one. And as far as I'm aware, the second leg of Romford semi-final away to Lincoln United is still goalless. It was 2-2 at the end of the first leg, just to remind you. In the National South, Braintree Town winning 1-0 at Western Supermare. I can tell you Tom Blackwell was the scorer of their goal 20 minutes from time. There's a lot going on, and we're just approaching full-time in the 3 o'clock kickoff. So I'm going to run through what's happened since I last looked. Reading 1, Lincoln City 1 in League 1. Reading equalised through Tyler Bindon with 7 minutes remaining. And also in the Premier League, there's been a goal at Craven Cottage. Bruno Guimaraes scoring for Newcastle 9 minutes from time. I'm sure I reported there was a goal there earlier, but I think that one must have been disallowed. Colchester United, having been in the lead against Wrexham in League 2, have now conceded a late second. Wrexham are winning 2-1. Max Cleworth, the scorer of the Welsh side, second on 85 minutes. Colchester still in dire straits, down near the foot of the table, of course. A late goal for Leicester City as this extraordinary title race in the Sky Bank Championship takes another twist. They've gone 2-1 up late on in their match at home to Birmingham City, and as things stand, that means they are back on the top of the table. Steffi Mavididi for Leicester second 3 minutes from time. Late equaliser at Bridge Avenue. It's Hornchurch 1, Chatham Town 1. Road Light, the former Billericay Town striker, has level for Chatham minutes from time. But a draw will still be enough to see Hornchurch confirmed as the league champions. The only way they can not win the title today is if Chatham score a late winner. And incidentally, Chatham are down to 10 men. Calder Costa, former Chelsea Chelmsford Billericay and Concord Rangers player has been dismissed late on in that one. Elsewhere, it is now Hartlepool United 2, Aldershot Town 0 in the National League. And Dagenham and Redbridge conceded late on at Woking, also in the National League in a featured game. They have fallen behind. Kevin Burko, 5 minutes from time for Woking. They're still playing down there in that one. We'll hear from Andy about that after the final whistle. All over in the Isthmian North, much to the relief of the home side, Ipswich Wanderers beat 7-0 by visitors Brightlingsea Regent this afternoon. Also in the Isthmian North, 1-0 defeat for Maldon Tiptree away to playoff hopefuls Bury Town this afternoon. And a last minute equaliser has been conceded by Basildon United at Goulston. And it's currently Goulston 3, Basildon United 3. A late goal for Luton Town at Kenilworth Road. They have turned things around against Bournemouth. They're now winning by 2-1. That could be a vital 3 points for the Hatters in their fight to avoid the drop. Carlton Morris scoring in the last minute, and that's now in injury time. They're still playing in that one. Elsewhere, it is now the final whistle has gone in the Isthmian North in Walthamstow's back at Stowmarket Town, the bottom club, and a comfortable win for Stow, Walthamstow that is. They won by 3-0. A late goal for Huddersfield Town in the Championship against fellow strugglers Millwall. Reece Healy in the 94th minute for Huddersfield may have given them all 3 points. Northampton 2, Carlisle 0 in League 1. Ali Koike, 4 minutes into time. That means Carlisle, the bottom club, are relegated. They will be in League 2 next season. Notts County 3, Harrogate Town 0 in League 2. Jim O'Brien scoring Notts 3rd, 1 minute from time. And Motherwell, they look to have nicked it at Dundee. They have got into a 3-2 lead in the 93rd minute of that Scottish Premiership game. And it's a late equaliser for Slough Town at Chelmsford City, who had led by a goal to nil, but Chelmsford already assured of a playoff spot. Goalless in the game between Accrington and Crewe in League 2. The final whistle has gone in that one. And there's a late winner, but looks a bit for Hornchurch against Chatham Town. Liam Nash in the 94th minute has given the Urchins all 3 points, and congratulations to them. They are the champions of the Isthmian Premier League. I'll go through the other full-time scores after the news. Taking us up there, here come the Beach Boys.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around. I gotta find a new place where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone. I get around,
I get around. We always take my car, cause it's never been beat. And we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right. Best girl home on a Saturday night. Get around,
get around, round, I get around.
Get around,
I get around,
yeah, get around.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.